You're with SBS Radio.
Kasama natin, nagbabalik Down Under, Giovanni Ortega. Magandang araw sa iyo, Giovanni.
Magandang araw sa inyo pong lahat. Kamusta na?
Yes, you've been here in Australia, particularly in Sydney, for a week now?
Yes, I've been working. I worked with Michelle Baltazar and Marcos Rivera in regards to Tuloy Po Kayo.
Yes, it's a fashion show by John Herrera.
Yeah, what a great experience.
I missed that. Sorry for myself.
I've never worked on a fashion show, and this was my first time na mag-MC or mag-host. It's really fascinating. It's a totally different world.
And it's showcasing a Filipino talent, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, nanalo siya ng Britain's Leading Designer 2017. And you could tell, I mean, not only are the clothes beautiful and stunning to watch, I mean, the material, because I got to wear one.
Yeah.
I mean, the material are just so good. It's just kind of like, parang balat mo eh.
Watching the videos, para siyang, I can compare it to like Paris fashion show. Sort of. Yung, pag pinanood mo siya sa video, ang ganda kasi nung mga clothes na shinokis. So parang, wow, it's very elegant.
Oh, it's like haute couture. I mean, I follow fashion, but I'm not in the industry or the world. So, I mean, it really reminds me of like John Galliano in the 90s and, you know, those phenomenal fashion designers. And ambayit niya. He's such a nice and humble human being. So that's always good when you meet Pinoys who...
That's why he's successful.
Like oo nga, right?
Yeah.
Talaga.
But we're not talking about fashion today. We're talking about your canvas of my body, which in a way relates to fashion because our body is a kind of fashion, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't want to say that I said this myself, but RuPaul said it, right? RuPaul said, like, we are born naked, the rest is drag, everything we put on. And I'm really excited because the canvas of my body is actually the fourth in the body series. You know, 2 years ago when I came, we were doing Katawan.
Yes, the creation of my body.
Yeah. So we've actually done, this is the third one that we've done in Australia. So we did Katawan and Campbelltown, and then we did Creation of My Body in Brisbane.
Yeah.
So, and then we finished off the rest in Singapore, where it all started. Words of My Body, Thoughts of My Body. Tapos, this is now Canvas of My Body, which has a different feel to it.
Okay, let's talk about the details. You're doing a 2-Sunday workshop at Riverside Parramatta Theatres.
Yeah.
The one has been finished. That was last week. Pero, Canvas of My Body. Ano to? Bakit tinawag na Canvas of My Body?
You know, I think it's really about what we choose to put on ourselves and what we can create in each part of our lives. You know, I always say, like, just when people ask me, oh, you do so much. But I'm like, well, so do you. You're a mother, you're a tita, you're a radio announcer, you're a producer, you're a daughter, you know, so all those things. And so when we were thinking about what to do with this one, it became about what are the different canvases that we put on ourselves, right? And so the workshop is actually about kind of dismantling that canvas that we've created and erasing it. So we get to create what we want for ourselves. On our bodies, right? And by body, I mean mind, body, and soul, right? So what you're thinking, what you're feeling, what's visceral, and then literally what people see.
Sa mga participants, anong itinuturo mo o anong ituturo mo sa workshop na to?
So last Sunday, we start out with this something that I've been doing for maybe over 13 years now, 13 or 14 years. It's called Who Inspires You?
Yeah.
We talk about the people who inspire you. And I think one of the main reasons, aside from the artist work that I do here, is that I have an aunt in Brisbane who whose mother was very close to my Lola, who raised me, right? So I think I shared that story before.
On your first episode here.
Yeah, because that's what brought me here initially, aside from work. So we started out with that. So I shared my story of why this country brings me back. You know, there's like a special kinship. Like I was able
that's
to...
That's something that pulls you down here.
Yeah. I mean, this is really the place where I got to finally grieve my Lola, you know? Yeah. I mean, which took, I think, about 7 years before I could, like, look at her picture. It was like those pictures that I saw, which is so awesome because she's now, like, I carry those pictures around. So we start out with that. I share about that. And I think the moment you open up your heart to people, one of the canvases is like unveiled, right?
Mm.
Who you are. And so each participant shared about the person who inspires them. And from then on, we move on to what I call imagination meditation, which is a combination of different studies and crafts in performance that I've learned myself and kind of put together and utilized that I've noticed really works. And ang grabe, I mean, like, this was the first time these people met last week. And game sila lahat. I mean, they went all the way in. And it was so powerful just to see these different people from different backgrounds, you know. So you have Asian Australians in there. You have Aussies who are white Australians as well. So it was a really good mixed bag of people.
Lahat ng participants have background in writing or in arts?
Not necessarily when we do these workshops.
Yeah.
But for Canvas of My Body, yeah. Yeah. All of them, some were coming back into performance. Yeah. Some teach acting to like secondary school. And then some are still performing. Some are more so writers than anything else.
Yeah.
But yeah, everybody seems to have performance in their realm.
Yeah. So nilabas mo yung emotion sa kanila.
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Alam natin, pag nagbabasa tayo o nagbabasa ng libro o ng kwento or when we watch films or plays, nakikita natin yung emotions. Pero pag nagtuturo ka ba, Giovanni, mahirap ba ilabas yon sa mga participants?
I mean, depende, right? Because, I mean, going back to... So it's great we're having this conversation because I'm like, why did I call it canvas? You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's just like you erase, you paint. But it's really also canvas. Canvases are the walls that we create for us, right? So
yeah,
you imagine you have a painting of yourself being in control, right? Kumbaga, you hold everything in. Kasi kaya mo lahat, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So my job basically for this workshop is to really kind of dismantle that. Because that's not who you are. Not only who you are, right? But there's something else.
It's like you bring out what's the real you.
Yeah. And it always goes back to... We do a lot of movement exercises where you go back to youth. I mean, when you see children, you know, mga bata...
Puno ng saya.
And there's no... Kumisa walang control, right?
Yeah.
It's society that starts imposing. When we start painting different canvases of what we think
is the perfect canvas.
The perfect canvas or who we should be, or also being Pinoy, right? There's so many cultural stuff that we have to put on ourselves, which is exhausting.
Yeah. What does the workshop aim? Okay, nailabas mo na yung emotion sa kanila, you've created or you've helped them to create their own canvas.
Mm.
But what do you really aim for your participants or for the workshop participants to learn from the workshop?
For this workshop of the body series, the fourth one, I think it's really important to see that you can create your own canvas. You could paint your different stories. You know, that I'm realizing that as we speak. And so you don't have to worry so much about what other people think. You don't have to worry about your history.
Yeah.
Or herstory. Or some people say hysterical history, right?
Yeah.
So you can create something completely new That's the goal. And it's such a short turnaround, right? The long workshops lang eh.
And just for a few hours.
Just a few hours. So 4 hours and then 4 hours. But last Sunday, we unlocked something so fast. I mean, it was such a great experience.
And I saw from the lineup of the workshop, may performance.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's always good to present it. I always say like theater is transformative theater works really well when the audience sees it, right? Because yeah. Those are the last characters of a show.
That fulfills your objective and also your goal to really bring out the canvas of the participants.
And here's to add to that is that when you bring an audience in, they get to see their own canvases.
Mm.
If it's like a mirror, right? If it's a mirror to your canvas,
yeah.
Parejo, I was like, oh my God, I feel exactly the same. And so what it does is like for the participants, they see that they're not alone. Because sometimes when we have our own stuff going on, parang akala mo ikaw lang mag-isa, right?
Yeah.
But then when there's someone saying, I get what you're going through. I feel what you're feeling. So there's a kinship.
You're not alone.
You're not alone.
Mm.
Yeah.
Giovanni, you've been doing this in America, doing workshops,
yeah.
Teaching younger artists. What's your ultimate goal in doing these workshops? Not just sharing your talent. I know you're good.
Funny you say that. I'm like, because I was thinking about it, you know, for the first few years of my career, I was like, I want to be in movies.
Mm.
I want to be in TV shows. Don't get me wrong. I'll still do it. I still love it. But what am I? I mean, what am I doing, right?
Are you doing it?
Why am I doing this? Yeah. Yeah, I think it's just this whole idea of really being a cultural navigator, right? In regards to the performing arts.
Yeah.
And it really, I think it's important to, like what we say, interrogate older ways of thinking. And I'm still learning, right?
Yeah.
I teach university, and I think I've learned more in the last 4 years than in my whole career, because people are constantly changing, and it's always good to always transform yourselves.
Yeah.
Like evolve in that sense. So my goal is to really create this new way of thinking about us artists, especially Pinoys or Asians or people of color for that matter.
Yeah. You mentioned about the continuous change, isn't it?
Yeah.
Sa arts din, ang daming nagbabago, and as well sa society.
Mm.
Does your play or your workshop reflect the changing society?
I think so. I mean, especially, and not only society, because it's different societies, right?
Yes.
So the way I would approach, the way workshops unfold, not me approaching it, because it unfolds before my eyes,
yes,
with the group, is very, very interesting. There's a lot of similarities, but there's a lot of differences. For instance, if we go to the United States, right, and we talk about like Asian men, right?
Yes.
There's a sense of what we call like effeminization of Asian men. We don't really have that in Asia, kasi, right? Because I mean, it's populated by Asian men who are patriarchal. So, and here in Australia, it's also very different because it's a different way of seeing Asian people.
It's more of meron yung promotion of equality.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's always very interesting when I go to do different workshops. For instance, in Singapore, because it's still a rather patriarchal society. And when I say patriarchal, I don't mean like men rule it, right?
Yeah.
In essence, it's the system that we're talking about,
and
right?
Like in the Philippines, we accept that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, right? I mean,
culturally.
Yeah, culturally, right? And then it's also infused in religion.
Yeah.
So it depends on what religion is being purported in a country. So there's so many different facets. I mean, I get so excited talking about it.
Yeah.
So Yeah, so I'm always very keen on having these connections with different cultures in different countries.
Yeah. It's your third time and third year in a row that you are here down under. But you've...
This is my fourth year in a row. I didn't meet you until my second year.
Oh, yeah. So, but... And you mentioned that you'll be coming back next year. So that would make it five in a row. But you've never been back to the Philippines for the past 12 years. Why is that?
I know because I think there's a lot of the grief that I was carrying with my Lola, right? I didn't go home when she passed away.
Yeah.
I can now talk about it. I really shut down. Like, talagang I couldn't look at the pictures. I didn't want people talking about her for the longest time. So that's a part of it. And then... And then another part of it is like, I remember going home. It's funny, I call it home, right?
Yeah.
I've been there like 12 years. But it's been like over like 30 years since I left. I remember leaving the Philippines. And you know that when they say there's people like in the bathroom stalls? Nagkagulgul.
Yeah.
I was like, and then I became one of them, right? There was such a visceral reaction to it. So I avoided it. Which is really funny because I've literally gone everywhere around the Philippines, except the Philippines, right? I mean, to Australia, Singapore, Hong Kong, Japan, you know, everywhere else. Malaysia is really close. But this opportunity came up and I was invited as an author by the Cebu Literary Festival, which is coming up at the end of June. And I was like, game, let's do it. Might as well.
You're ready to go home.
Yes, I'm ready to go home. And now I'm like, it's the pull is now. It's funny you were saying that Australia is pulling me, but now like the Philippines is also pulling me back. I'm like, I want to go back.
Yeah.
I haven't even gone back yet. I want to go back again. So it's really exciting. I don't know how it's going to go. But I'm looking forward to Cebu.
You mentioned about you going home or going back to the Philippines invited by Cebu Literary Festival.
Yeah.
Are you going to be talking about your book, Ang Gitano?
Oh, yeah. So I have some copies of Ang Gitano. The person or one of the people in charge of this festival, his name is Hendry Goh. And we've been corresponding here and there. I believe we're doing a reading of Criers for Hire, parts of it.
Okay.
So, and they're still trying to figure out like how it's going to be with all the different panels. So I'm sure I'll be doing more than sitting around and signing books.
Yeah.
Maantok ako.
Yeah. Last time when you came here, you read few lines of your poems from Ang Gitano.
Yeah.
So I assume they will let you do that as well.
Yeah, I think so.
Yes.
Yeah.
But do you think you'll be bringing Canvas of My Body or Creation of My Body in the Philippines soon?
Oh, man.
Because I know there are lots of young artists in the Philippines.
Yeah, I would love to do it there. Yeah. I think it'd be such a powerful experience. Mm. I feel that because I haven't been there in so long, I think the next trip or but I feel like I have to observe.
Yeah.
Like I want to see so much. But like these workshops are a way for me to observe also. So because it's not really mine. I'm just kind of like helping people create their own stuff. Yeah. Yeah. Tsaka ibang dating. I mean, when we did Katawan at Campbelltown 2 years ago, oh, grabe. I mean, there's just something when you hear your own language,
yeah.
Regardless if it's Tagalog, Kapampangan, or Bisaya, I mean, when Michelle and her mom did their scene about her grandmother and her mom as a young woman, it was just like, ugh, bigat.
Mabigat. At mas mabigat ang mga susunod mong araw, because after the Philippines, you're going couple more countries in Asia.
Yes. Yes.
Going back to Singapore in July?
I'm back in Singapore in July, July 12 and 13, we're presenting Cabaret Singapura, Cabaret 2.0.
Ooh, is that going to be a dance or something?
Yeah, yeah. So I'm back at the Hawk Center of Acting and Creativity. And this is like my eighth workshop and show over there. And, well, I thought the body series was over. So, yeah. Right? So we had Comb, Womb, and Tomb. And so I wanted to start this new thing because I'm now getting back into cabaret. In the last 2 years, I'm doing a lot of cabarets. And also, like, kind of like recreating, or not recreating, but like, what is a cabaret? How can we make a cabaret our own these days? So I started that in Singapore in January. And man, it was amazing.
Kung ang canvas of my body is the melodrama of your life, cabaret is the fun stuff.
Medyo, yeah. I mean, it started. I mean, I think it started out with me directing cabaret at uni, where I was teaching, and I got funding for going to Berlin, Neukölln in Germany, and I wanted to see what a real cabaret was like. And so when I went there, I was like, aba, ibang iba, ibang iba. It's like it's not like Fosse that I thought it would be. It's not the film version that we saw, or the show that's going around. Elements of it definitely are, but when I was in Germany, I was like, wow. I mean, it was such a great experience. So my writing partner is over in Germany. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping to see him, because we're actually using some of the songs for the other show that I'm doing in Singapore.
That's on the 19th to the 21st.
Yes. Yeah, so that's called Palindromes. It's a poetic play with music, and that's the National Poetry Festival Singapore commissioned me to write a poetic play with a Singaporean artist. So this is the second one. We did Benches last year. We're doing Palindromes this year.
Ang dami mong ginagawa. Canvas of my body, cabaret, poems. Paano mo hinahati yung katawan mo? Yung, how do you prepare for a canvas of my body and a cabaret and another thing that goes on with poems?
That's it. How do I dissect myself?
Yeah.
There's a dissection of my body. This is the next one. Well, I think it's like when people watch TV. You know, I don't watch TV. So it's a different show.
Mm.
It's a different channel that you're watching. And one thing that I do is my time management is very, very specific, right? So, in fact, I just finished the third draft of Palindromes yesterday. I had to submit.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Singapore is a little different because you have to submit it to the government.
Prior,
right. So I wanted to take care of that. You know, I think one of the main things that I'm working on as a human being is living in the moment.
Mm.
I'm able to do that as an artist. Because when we're doing these workshops, we have to live in the moment, especially as the person directing it and helping craft it. I have to be really be in there with the participants. I can't be thinking about like going to IGA buying some sandwich or something like that.
So my importante ang pagiging flexible sa trabaho na ginagawa mo.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah, kailangan. Kasi you can't expect too much. You have certain expectations about what you're presenting. Kaya lang, there's other humans, you know. You want to be a collaborative person, right? I always say, like, you have a vision, but then it changes. It kind of morphs into something better when you're working with people.
Yes. You mentioned about working with people. My grant na kana natanggap, and you'll be working with people.
Oh,
indigenous people in Borneo?
Yeah.
Ang dami, di ba?
So Another part of the thing that I do now, and this is coming up, is climate change theater action or environmental theater.
Yeah.
EnviroLab Asia, which is an organization in the consortium of universities that I teach at, were having people write grants in regards to a project. And a colleague of mine and two students are part of the team. So I help write that grant. I wrote the grant for it. And then we got funding for it. I think one of the main things that is really important for my work is cultural authenticity.
Yeah.
And not appropriating stereotypes.
The project that you'll be doing in Borneo, what will that compose of?
So this is a project that my colleague James Taylor is a part of. He wrote a play with a student named Isabel Rogers. And then I kind of picked up on it when we heard the first draft. And another student, Gigi Buddy, is an actress and dramaturg in it. So I think the main focus or emphasis is to actually go to the site and get to know the people. Para it's authentic, right?
Para maikwento yung tunay.
Yung tunay, yeah. Because we've seen and heard so many stories that are kind of like imagined and exotified or orientalized, right? So although so much has changed, we still have a lot of ways to go. And it's really funny because I was like, what am I doing? What am I doing, right? and I'm like, when people kind of see me, because I'm so grateful in having these opportunities to work in different places,
yeah,
and doing research or creating workshops, I'm like, it's not new. I just happen to be a different skin tone now, right?
Yeah.
So if you think about, I don't want to get into colonization, but what I'm doing has been done for hundreds of years. It just so happens to be someone like me who gets to do that.
Funny you said that, because you came from America, now you're in Australia, you're going to Asia. People listening to us, sasabihin nila, hindi pala mahirap na maging artist. Because you get to enjoy traveling. Pero yeah. Mahirap.
Oh my God. I mean, I can honestly say I've been doing this for about 20 years, right? Mm. So I think it's just in the last 5 years where I feel really comfortable in this global scope, right? On a national level, I was able to do it because I was just fortunate enough to work with a man named Matt Weinstein, who cast me and put me in the speaker position of a Playfair facilitator.
Yeah.
And that's where I was like going around the country. And so you kind of evolve throughout. And in 2012, 2013, I was like, I kind of want to do this in a global scale.
Yeah.
Can I do it? Right?
Yes, you are doing it now.
Gosh, it's really, just looking back, I'm so grateful.
With your stories and the travels and the projects and workshops you've been doing all over the world now, it shows na lahat tayo connected.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so interesting kasi for the longest time, when I was growing up, when I first started, parang, you know, I was the angry brown man, and I really loved it in Chicago. And it's the whole spoken word world of like, I was always getting offended when people said, what are you? Or where are you from? And I'm like, I'm from Chicago. I was like, where are you really from? Like all those things, yeah. Right? But I realized throughout the last few years, especially because I'm in like different spaces that's completely different from the US, is that when people say that, they're actually trying to get to know you. They want a kinship, right? So when someone says, oh, you're Filipino. Oh, my mom's nurse was Filipino. So when you hear, like, if you really dig deep, I was like, that is like, they're trying to like, hey, let me get to know you.
Yeah. They don't mean any harm.
Right. Mm. Right. I mean, it's different when there are moments when, you know, medyo antipatiko ang dating, right? I mean, you can sense it. But most of the time, I think there's a sincerity about getting to know us.
Mm. Being an artist, a writer and all that you do, ano sa tingin mo yung responsibility mo in making the world a better place?
I think it's a huge... Bigat naman nun.
In a way.
Yeah, I it's really important to keep on telling our stories. Whatever our means, right? Yeah. Filipino, Asian, Australian, whatnot. Being a person of color, all that stuff. Sharing and telling our cuentos is so important. I think one reason why we're going to Borneo is to really authentically and honestly share those stories of those people. I mean, we're going to be sleeping on banigs and on the floor. And
like really experiencing
what is it, like? It, right? And maybe to my colleagues, it's a beautiful thing, but I'm like, I grew up
Sa banig.
Kasama ko lola ko, tsaka tito ko. We're on the floor, right? So I think it's really important to keep on telling the authenticity of our stories. And it's great because whatever our is really important.
At dito lumalabas yung sinasabi nila na popularize sa mga tao, no? Pero seeing you work globally, dito natin masasabi na ang bawat isa sa atin may responsibilidad to really look after each other.
I think so. I think it's really important. And to add to that, because I have a lot of younger artists who are trying to figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. I think it's so important to be a role model to show that kaya mo rin yan. I mean, tingnan mo ako. I mean, I didn't grow up in like affluent means. I'm a different skin tone, you know, and there's so many other things that should not limit anyone to do what we can do.
Mahirap pero kaya.
Kayang-kaya. Mahirap na mahirap.
Giovanni, words of advice sa mga young artists.
I'm trying to remember. You know, you have to write to be read. You have to speak up to be heard. And you have to stand out to be seen. Otherwise, you're silenced. And silence is not going to solve anything.
Where can people follow Giovanni?
GiovanniOrtega.com.
At syempre, abangan namin ang pagbalik mo down under.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Maraming salamat.
sbs.com.au/Filipino
sbs.com.au